Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. Next up on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Ben Atkinson, and he is with a company called Baseballism. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Before we get too far into things, tell us about Baseballism. How did it start and how you serving folks?
Sure. So Baseballism is a premium lifestyle brand that's focused on the history, class, and tradition of baseball. So we're not licensed with any team. You know, you're not going to go to a Baseballism store or websites and find Major League Baseball gear. But what you will find is product that just bleeds that absolute love of the game and reflects that in everything from the store build out all the way to the product. And so it actually started as a baseball camp in the Pacific Northwest. It was run by four former Oregon Duck baseball players. They played at college together, loved baseball, and wanted to work together. And so they ran that camp for some time, but then eventually had to disband it as the owners needed to get some full-time jobs. So after probably fast forward another 2 years, right, they restarted the camp with some t-shirts. And those t-shirts with the Baseballism logo on the front really, really took off quickly. And it really turned the brand, or the camp, I should say, Baseballism, into a clothing brand. So shipping shirts out of Travis Chalk's garage. He's our CEO. To today, we have a website and 11 retail stores.
And then one of the retail stores is here in Atlanta, right?
It is, yes. We have one right outside of SunTrust Park in the Battery.
Now, what happens if somebody goes in the store? What is something that they'll see, and what are some of the things they can buy there?
At the Atlanta store in particular, there's a couple things that really stick out. For one, right when you walk in the door, you'll see a larger-than-life statue of our logo, which is Babe Ruth swinging a flag, the American flag, that is. So really, really cool moment in the store. Tons of customers and Braves fans walk into the store and get their picture with it and post it on social media. So that's something very, very cool in the Atlanta location in particular is that. And then as far as what you can buy, we've got from what we typically would offer on the website. So our inline product, like one that is extremely popular is a 6 + 4 + 3 = 2 math equation. Obviously that doesn't really make sense. 6 + 4 + 3 = 13, but, you put your baseball lenses on and, realize that 6 + 4 = 3 is a double play. And so we've got a lot of really creative product like that. And again, just really that that love of the game is really evident. And then on top of that, we also have an Atlanta homegrown line that just really showcases baseball in Atlanta. And so it's a lot of red and blue because we know that those fans in Atlanta, obviously, those are some of their favorite colors that they can wear to the ballpark and show off their Baseballism gear.
But the store is celebrating baseball as kind of a cultural entity rather than a team specific. Like it's not spotlighting any major minor league team necessarily. It's just celebrating baseball as kind of part of Americana.
That's correct. I mean, you know, baseball is America's favorite pastime. And although we all might, even those who work for Baseballism might deep down have our favorite teams. Really, when it boils down to it, I would watch any baseball game, and I would watch not just any baseball game on TV. I would watch any little league game because I just love baseball. And that is how everyone who works for Baseballism would feel the same way. And the majority of our customers they echo that. Sure, they have their favorite team, but really what it boils down to, and that what we all have in common, is a shared love of the game. And from that, we may have favorite teams from there, but that's really what unites the customer base.
Now, baseball historically has been kind of one of those pastimes that are passed on from maybe father to son or parent to child, where some of the memories of the child is of going to the game with their glove on, and it's very, you know, imprinted in someone's memory, and it's very visceral. How is baseballism dealing with the current situation where the games aren't happening live anymore? I mean, you're getting your fill of maybe replays of old games on television, yeah. But the actual experience of going to the park and the smells and the sounds and the tastes aren't there currently. What's baseballism doing during this time?
Certainly. That's very difficult. It's something that we all miss a great deal. And also something that is very, very important to our brand is being able to go experience baseball, you know, our favorite sport. And so what we've been really, really focusing on is we want to create as much content on social media as possible to try to fill that void. If you can't go actually physically watch something or physically go play in your, you know, on your local Little League team, at least you'll be able to see your favorite brand pushing out content that just reminds everyone how much baseball means to us. And so Travis, our CEO, has been doing what he does best. He's done an awesome job of being extremely creative in creating content. I mean, this has ranged from baseball skill trick contests that he's posted on social media that have received tons of action, where, you know, our customers and fans are, he'll demo a trick, you know, try this or that with a baseball or a bat, some, you know, like a, oh, kind of like a basketball trick shot, right? But it's with baseball. And our customers then film videos of themselves, tag baseballism, and themselves completing the challenge. And so, you know, just to try to fill the void with things like that, to a recent video that was really awesome in connecting people. We titled it our world's longest relay. And so it's a video of that covers people in 7 different continents, 17 countries, and all 50 states. So we had over thousands of volunteers to be in this video from across the world. And it's essentially clips of somebody in, you know, New York, like a relay, say New York, New York, New York, catch the ball and throw it. And then it would, the video would then cut over to the state of Massachusetts. And then whoever's in Massachusetts catches it and throws it. And like I said, it extended beyond the United States as well. So to answer your question, doing things like that to bring the baseball community together any way that we can, since we can't physically sit together and watch or play a baseball game.
Now, is baseballism, is that a franchise, or those are all corporate-owned stores?
Corporate-owned stores.
So then because of that, that gives you maybe – more flexibility in each market to maintain a presence and adjust to whatever the situation is in the local market?
Yes, absolutely. So thankfully, you know, we definitely have some flexibility in making sure that we make our own decisions, and we make them based on what we think is right for the brand, the game, and the customer. And a lot of our stores, I mean, all 11 stores operate in a very, very similar fashion. But obviously, if we need to pivot here or there, we have the flexibility to do so.
Now, in Atlanta and Georgia, they've opened up the state. Is it is baseballism open there, or do you? How are you working within the rules that Georgia has set forth?
Yes, so we followed both the state of Georgia and the CDC guidelines very closely and made sure that our store is compliant. And as of last week, the Atlanta location is open in the Battery. Obviously still at the mercy of this pandemic, where a lot of people are staying home and they're not ready to go out and eat in public and shop in public, but great to have the store open. We had a pretty solid first weekend whenever we opened, which was very comforting and encouraging, and just hoping to beat this thing and eventually get back to where instead of a few hundred people walking around the Battery, it's 40,000 fans going to a baseball game soon.
Now, the people that are going out to the Battery and going inside Baseballism, what are the kind of the rules there now inside of a retail store?
Yeah, we have a lot of signage in the stores, markers on the floor, just pushing 6 feet distance, stay home if you're sick. We have protection equipment available at the store for any customer that wants to come in but isn't necessarily comfortable without a mask or gloves. We have all of those things available. A thermometer is on site just in case an employee or a customer needs to have their temperature taken. We're cleaning the store religiously multiple times per day. Any hard surface gets wiped down. Contactless purchase, so there does not have to be any contact between the customer or the employee. So we're taking as many measures as possible. And though they feel strange right now and maybe a little bit inconvenient, we know it's the right thing to do.
Now, are you running any sales or promotion during this time or upcoming?
Yes. So actually right now we're in the middle of a Mother's Day promotion on the website. We have many new releases and a free gift with purchase through May 6th. That offer is also available in the Atlanta location, and really awesome baseball leather items, new jewelry and clothing for any baseball mom would love it. And it's whenever baseball comes back, it's going to be her favorite item or items to wear to the game. So that's going right now and active through May 6th. And then our next coming up in a couple months, we have a really, really big July 4th sale we do every year that it's always great. And I mean, the discounts and promotions resemble what you can shop on Black Friday. And so that will be, you know, over July 4th, we'll also have that sale as well.
So if you go in the store, there's clothing, there's jewelry, there's, I guess, kind of stuff like art, almost stuff based celebrating baseball, as well as kind of photo ops with a bunch of cool things in there.
Yeah. And, you know, not so much art, but there's prints you can buy that are, baseball quotes.
Right.
And so, you know, posters and prints, and those are, very popular amongst our customers. And yeah, then in addition, on the heels of Mother's Day, there's leather totes, there's leather keychains, there's leather wallets, in addition to all of the clothing and hats.
And if you're a baseball super fan, this is the place to go to get all your stuff. And there's a location right in the heart of the Battery.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, we anybody who loves baseball will love the brand. Please come check us out or check out the website.
And then what's the website?
Baseballism.com.
Good stuff. Well, Ben, thank you so much for sharing your story today, and stay safe.
Absolutely. Same to you. And best wishes to all, and we hope everything returns to normal soon.
All right. Well, that was Ben Atkinson, and he is with Baseballism. And once again, that's baseballism.com. And this is Lee Cantor. And remember, we can't do this show without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to tell these important stories. This is Lee Cantor. Once again, we will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.